book of John, it speaks about Jesus' trip back to Galilee and a meeting with a Samaritan woman at Jacob's well. Well, back then, the Jews and Samaritans really didn't like each other that much, and no respectable Jewish man would ever talk to a woman under such circumstances. But then again, Jesus wasn't just an ordinary Jewish man. Can you give me a drink?
Oh, Samaritan.
Jesus said to her, can you give me a drink?
Oh, Samaritan.
Jesus said to her. Jesus on a journey, headed up to Galilee, stopped into Samaria
and found himself in need.
Weary from his travels, dusty from the road, he met a woman at a well house, and with parched lips he spoke. Can you give me a drink?
Oh, Samaritan.
Jesus said to her, can you give me a drink?
Oh, Samaritan.
Oh, Jesus said to her. Well, she said in amazement, sir, you are a Jew. Why is it that you speak to me?
Why should I answer you?
He said, I only ask for water, but if you knew who I am, you'd ask me for the answers to turn your life around. Well, she'd heard that the Messiah would come to show the way, and she wondered if he was the one who talked to her that day. When he spoke of truth and spirit, she knew he had to be. And she asked him and he answered,
I will speak to you, Abby.
Can you give me a drink?
Oh, Messiah.
Jesus said to her, I'll give you a drink.
Oh, Samaritan.
To forever quench your thirst, I'll give you a drink.
Drink of
that
holy
living water. Quench your thirst.
Quench
I'll give you a drink.
Thirst.
Drink of that holy living water.
Yeah.
Give you a drink.
Yeah.
To forever quench your thirst. Can you give me a drink?
Oh, Messiah.
Jesus said to them, I'll give you a drink.
Oh, Samaritan.
To forever quench your thirst. I'll give you a drink of that holy living water. Quench your thirst. So remember that God is the fountain of life and the spring of living water. And people, we're all gonna have a drink sometime.